Chapter 8 ETA 5 minutes, sir. It was our driver, his voice breaking the sudden silence that had settled between Alcott and me.
Thanks, Billy.
Alcott leaned up, peering at the rearview mirror.
Simon and Garfunkel still with us?
Billy's laugh was short, respectful. Agents Green and Czarnecki are right in our tails. I made sure we didn't lose them on the highway.
Good man.
Alcott swiveled in his seat, gathering up the files, almost as though I wasn't there. You gonna tell me the rest, Alcott, or do I have to wait till we get there, wherever the hell that is? Alcott shrugged. I could tell he was glad our journey was near its end. He was the kind of man whose ambition literally radiated from his body, which made him seem constrained if trapped too long in one place, especially a small place, with a guy he didn't have much use for. As though indulging me, he flipped open the folder once more.
Sure, we have time to wrap this up.
Earl Cranshaw lived in Steubenville, Ohio, in a split level with his wife. No kids. He was 47, a drinker, member of the Elks Club, had a temper, which is no surprise given what he did to Jessup at the prison, had a couple of prior reprimands from the warden for using excessive force.
Any leads as to his killer? Possible motive?
Nothing the local cops could find. The marriage seemed solid, if not exactly a love match. Cranshaw had a few buddies he played pool with, though he cut off all contact with his former colleagues at the prison as soon as he left the place. Bad memories, I guess. Gambling debts? Some jealous husband? No evidence of anything like that. Still, him getting whacked so soon after the last letter arrived? I mean, sure, it might have been a coincidence, but...